Okay, we're in Nehemiah Parakhes, and Parakhes is jam-packed. There's a lot of halachos, there's a lot of minhagim, there's a lot learned out from Parakhes. Parakhes is a description of the celebration, or the really the tshuva movement that took place at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos, in one of the years that they came back to the Beis HaMikdash. Ezra, who's over 100 years old, comes and leans from the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote from the that was kept in the Beis HaMikdash. He read it in front of everyone. It sounds like a hakel experience, and everybody realizes that they have to do tshuva, and they start crying, and they say, "Don't cry, because it's Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is a happy day," and they all accept to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they all build sukkahs, and they haven't had a sukkah like that since the days of Yeshua ben Nun. That is the parak, in a nutshell, from the overall. There is a machlokas, if you remember, Rashi at the end of the previous parak said that all of this, that these three prakim, Ches, Tes, and Yud, were all in the letter that Nehemiah found. Meaning, so this is describing what happened earlier, at the time of the first Aliyah, from the first Aliyah in the time of Koresh. But according to others, no, this is happening now. Yavesh, and Ezra is very, very old, and he's brought out to be able to be an inspiration for all those around. So they all gather. Vaye Asvu Kal Ha'am Ki Ishacha. They all gathered. It doesn't say who gathered them, right? It sounds like they were just inspired to be gathered, and they gather together all in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki ish achad, right, that Lashon is from the Maimad Har Sinai. This was a sort of Maimad Har Sinai. El Rechov Asher Lefnei Shar Hamayim. To the street on the east side of Harabayas, Shar Hamayim, Vayomru LeEzra HaSofer. And they said, they all said to Ezra HaSofer, who, as we said from Rav Schwab in the last parak, really had not had a public, assuming this is happening now, not had a public, wasn't in the public eye for the past number of years. He was very, very old, and he might have been Navi Malachi, and that means he was the last Navi, which was very inspiring. The last Navi, and who knows if he still had Nevuah now or not, but he comes out in front of all of Am Yisrael. It was a very inspiring moment. Rav Schwab describes this was one of the greatest moments and gatherings in all of Jewish history. Right? He says, the assembly described now was one of the great moments of Jewish history. To make the deepest possible impression on the Tshuva assembly, Nehemiah and the other leaders decided to invite the very aged Ezra to make an appearance before the assembly and to read from the original Sefer Torah written by Moshe Rabbeinu that Ezra had in his possession. Right, this is the Torah that all other Torahs were copied from, but this is the experience that they were all seeing. So Vayomru Ezra Sover Lahavia Sefer Torah Moshe, they said to Ezra to bring Sefer Torah Moshe Asher Tziva Hashem Es Yisrael, that Hashem commanded to Bnei Yisrael through Moshe. The Malbim says here, it says Sefer Toras Moshe, and afterwards it says Vayvi Ezra Kohen Es HaTorah. Es HaTorah, says the Malbim. What exactly is described here? Why in the first pasuk it says the Sefer, and the second pasuk it just says the Torah? Says the Malbim, Sefer might have just meant the Torah Shebichsav. And we should know that Ezra didn't just go give over the Torah Sibachsav. It's Torah, meaning also the Torah Sheval Peh. Lo Amar Sefer Torah, K'mo Shekasav Achakav, Yikru Lo Dehainu Basefer, Lechlol Shehaya Lahem Gam Kein HaTorah HaMesura Bal Peh, She'in Kasav Basefer. And that's what it means. Lefnei HaKahal, Me'ish Varisha, he told them all on their level. But again, it was Ezra. Remember the Rav Moshe Salvechik has the Diak in the Rambam. The Rambam in the Hagdama to Mishnah Torah writes all about the Shalshalas HaMesorah. And he writes all 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravina and Ravashi. And the question is, why did he stop there? Why did he stop at Ravina and Ravashi? He could have continued. The Me'iri quotes in Pirkei Avos, he goes all the way to the Me'iri. So why did the Rambam stop? Why did he stop at Ravina and Ravashi? Question one. Question two, just as towards the beginning of the line, Moshe, it says, gave it to a number of people, the Mesorah. Elazar v'Pinchas Yeshua shlashton kiblu b'Moshe. Elazar, Pinchas, and Yeshua all got it from Moshe. Uli Yehoshua, Shehu Talmido Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, Masar Torah Shel Peh V'Tziveh Olehu, V'Chein Yeshua Kol Yimechayav Lamad Alpeh, V'Chul, and he continues. So what does this line mean? That all three got it from Moshe, and then to Yeshua, he was dafka given the Torah Shel Peh. Explains Rav Moshe Salvechik that there are certain Bali HaMesorah in every generation, that they're the ones that carry the torch of the Mesorah from generation to generation. That's in every generation, but there was a certain league of Bali HaMesorah that existed in those first 40 generations. Yehoshua was the Baal HaMesorah. All the other, Elazar and Pinchas, also received Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, but they weren't charged with being the torchbearer for the next generation. That was Yeshua, and that was these 40 generations, and that's Ezra. Ezra was one of those Bali HaMesorah that the Rambam lists off, And that's why they had the schus of getting it from him at this time, towards the end of his life. So they all gather together, and Ezra reads from the Torah. Vayavi Ezra Kohen as a Torah lefnei ha'kaol me'ish v'arisha v'chol meivin l'shmoa, man to woman and anyone who understands. So the Malbim again says, maybe that refers to some are going to get to Rosh HaBachsav, some are going to get to Rosh HaBalpeh. B'yom echad l'chodesh ha'shvi, on Rosh Hashanah. It is Rosh Hashanah. Vayikra bo lefnei ha'rachov asher lefnei shar ha'mayim. Min ha'or an machzis hayom, and they read in the street. He reads from the beginning of the day, from the morning until the afternoon. Min ha'or an machzis hayom neged ha'anashim ha'anashim amivinim, men, women, and all those who understand. Vazne kol ha'am el sefer haTorah, and the ears were all there. Explains Rabbi Schwab. A lot of them probably couldn't hear. He was elderly, but it was just the experience, just to try to hear the millions of Jews that, or I should say, the thousands of Jews that were there at that time, trying to push their ear in order to be able to hear. Interesting. The Pasuk says, from the Or on Machzis Hayom. Maybe this is a remez, right? The Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Beitza. Chatzi Lashem, v'chatzi Lachem, when it comes to Yantif, right? The Machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Lazar. But he says, he read the first half of the day. First half of the day, and that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Chalkeyu, chatzi Lashem, v'chatzi Lachem. That's the Gemara in Psachim and in Beitza. Machlokas, how do you supposed to spend your Yantif? Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ein lo la'adam b'yantif, ela o ochla v'shose, o yoshe v'shone. You have a choice. Whether to be kula l'Hashem or kula l'Hashem. Rabbi Yeshua says, chalkeyu, no, chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem. You do a little of both. So here, maybe that's alluded to right here, min ha'ar ad machzis hayom. The Rinas Yitzchak wonders here, also, the entire, from the morning till the afternoon. So when did they daven? Min ha'ar ad machzis hayom. He read from the Torah the entire, from the moment the sun came up, right? Min ha'ar ad machzis hayom. So when did they daven? Sarachi and asked the Rinas Yitzchak, Masai Amru Kriyashma Vispalalu. Bishlama Kriyashma, find Kriyashma, the Rambam tells us, Mitzvah says she asks Halikros Kodim Anitzachama. Kedeshigra Likros Halavar Barachachron Im Anitzachama. If you want to do Vasikin, Kriyashma is before Nate. So maybe they said Kriyashma before. Aval Tfila, the Rambam says Tfila, Mitzvah says she yaschil Im Anitzachama. And here it says that Ezra was reading them from the Netzachama. So unless you say, he suggests that Ezra was the one, in the times of Ezra, they made all the laws, dinim d'rabbanim, of davening, what to daven and when to daven and how to daven. So maybe that wasn't fully in place yet. Dekodim sheba Ezra lo tiknu minyan atfilos, v'gam lo hayelo letfilos man kavua, v'yim ken yitachin, dekasher Ezra kara lefneim b'sefer Torah, adayin lo tikin Ezra takanis minyan atfilos, v'zman tfila. Again, he was very old at the time, but maybe he didn't have those takanis yet of zman tfila, and therefore they could daven later. Okay, so what happens? He's reading the Torah. Vayamod Ezra Sofer Amigdal Eitz. They built this wooden platform. The Eben Ezra says, like our Bemis and Shul, he stood on this wooden platform. Asher Asu Ladavar, that they made Dafka for that. Mamad Vayomen Etzlo, and next to him stood a number of other Rabbanim. The Rabbag says, so that you could have the entire minion. Kriyas HaTorah requires a minion in one spot. So that's why you needed other people up there with him, says the Rabbag, which seems to be against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, if the Chazin is, or the Balkari is on the Bimas, then everyone else could be further down. Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Nun Hei, towards the end of the Simin, Shliach HaTzibur Bateva, V'tisha Bebeis HaKnesses, Mitzdarfin. If the Shliach Tzibur is on the Bima, right, and everyone else is not, so they're Mitzarif. Av Bishi Gavo Asarva, Chav Arba, even though it's technically a different Rishus. Vishla Machitzos Gavo Asara. Bebeshi Betela Lagabe Beis HaKnesses. Right, it's Batel Lagabe Beis HaKnesses. Vish Bisha Kasav, that if the walls go up to the roof, it's a problem. That's not what happened here. So again, that Rabbag might be Delo Aliba de Hilchasa, but that's what it says here. Rayamad Etzlo, Matitya, Vishema, Va'anoya, Va'uria, Vechilkia, Umaaseh Al Yemino, on his right, Umismolo, Pidayo, Umishol, Umalkia, Vachashum, Vachashpadana, Zachariah Meshulam. Interesting, Nehemiah wasn't up there. Nehemiah wasn't up there with him. Vayivtach Ezra ha-sefer le'enei kol ha'am. And he opens the sefer le'enei kol ha'am. Maybe that's a remez to Hagba. Ki me'al kol ha'am haya. Because he was above the am. And he wanted to show them this amazing. This is the sefer of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ukepischo amdu kol ha'am. And when he opened it, the whole am stood. Amdu kol ha'am. What does that mean, Rashi? V'kasher paschu likros, shasku kol ha'am. Shasku kol ha'am. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed Tes, says, this is one of the makoros, that you're not allowed to talk when the Torah is open. The Torah is open, allowed to talk. They became quiet then. That's the Gemara right here. Kibet sheniftach sefer Torah, aser lo saper afilu b'dvar halacha. Shnemro u'pipischo, amdu kol ha'am. They all stood. Did they have to stand literally for Kriyas HaTorah? So that's the Machlokas. Machaber and the Ramah. We know there's Machlokas about Kriyas HaTorah, the end of Kuf Mem Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Tzorach Lamod, Umad, Be'esh Shakar and Batorah. There's no Chiyuv, and Ve'esh Machmir, and Ve'om, Din V'chein Asam Aram, and Samar Machmir, stand up for Kriyas HaTorah. But either way, that is a Machlokas, maybe alluded to here. And the pasuk continues. Again, we can spend a lot more time on each one of these, but we're just trying to do some Rashi Prakim. The covet for the Kriyas HaTorah. Vayivarech Ezra es Hashem ha'elokim ha'gadol. Ezra made a bracha here. This is one of the earliest sources for Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah may be when one gets an aliyah specifically, because this is the Torah Betzibur. So Vayivarech Ezra makes the bracha es Hashem ha'elokim ha'gadol. What's that lashon? Hashem ha'elokim ha'gadol. So the Gemara in Yuma Samach Tes has two deus. What does it mean? The Shem HaGadol, Elokim HaGadol. So one says that he used the Shem Hashem, the Shem HaMeforash. Vayivarech Ezra as Hashem Elokim HaGadol, Yuma, Samach Tesem HaBeis, my Gadol, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Shegidlo, B'Shem HaMeforash. He said the Shem HaMeforash. Amazing, that's what he said. Rav Gidol Amar, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam Ad Ha'olam. He said the special bracha that we say in the Beis HaMikdash. But either way, he said something special, a form of Birchas HaTorah. Vayanucha la'am, amen, amen. And the whole Am said, amen, amen. Maybe double it was said, amen, amen, just to emphasize it. Rav Schwab says maybe amen to those that were close, that actually heard Ezra, and for those that were far away, that couldn't hear, they said amen to the amen that they heard. Right? You don't have, does one have to hear the bracha? Right? Like the Gemara in Sukkah, remember in Alexandria, they saw the flags, right? Which shows that they can make a say amen, even if they didn't actually hear it, as long as they know. Vayanu chalam amen amen b'moal yedehem, as they lifted up their hands. Vayikdu vayishtachvu l'Hashem apayim arza, and they bow down. Maybe that's allusion to the shita that says they heard the Shema Meforash. When they heard the Shema Meforash, that's the halacha. Also, Gemara Maseches Yuma, when they heard the Shema Meforash, ki Shema Hashem Ekra, havu godel Eloheinu, they want us to bow down and want us to show the proper kavod. So they did that from all Yudeim. I think we mentioned a couple weeks ago, also in the Shir, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shulchan Aruch and Simin Peites discusses that in the days of old they used to daven with outstretched hands up. And nowadays we don't do that because that became Fukos Ha'akam. That's how they, the Umos Ha'olam Davin, similar to Matseva. That's the first Rebbe Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch, and Simin Peites. Masha'en anu mispalulim b'prisas kapayim, k'moshe matzino b'mikra kama pa'amim, like here, u'bizor ha'akadosh b'perke d'ubalazor, hainu, kiva da'akshav ha'umos osim kain, k'moshe amru chazal ha'al apasak lo sakam l'cha Matseva. He quotes that from the Be'er Sheva. So again, but here, they did it. V'yeshua uvani Vishay Ravya Yamin, Akuv, Shaptai Hodia, Masiya, Kalita Azarya, other personalities. Yozav Khanam Palaya Vahalavim, Mevinim is Amla Torah. After Ezra did it, so the other people, the other leaders also started interpreting and explaining the Torah to everyone else. Vaha'am alamdam, and the people didn't move. People didn't move all morning. Vayikru Besefer Torah Salokim Miforash, Vishum Sechel, Vayavina Bamikra. So what does this mean? Chazal pick up on every phrase in this pasuk that he read from the Sefer Torah Elokim Miforash. What's Miforash? So every phrase here is meant to teach us something. Says the Gemara, Lamid Zayin Amaveis in Nedarim. It's also in Megillah. Bekam Sefer Torah Elokim Zem Mikra. That's the psukim. Miforash Zetargum. They read the Targum. The Targum goes all the way back in time to the days of Ezra. Vishum Seichel Elu HaPsukim. These are the Psukim, the Pasuk breaks, right? That also comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That's the Parshios and the Prakim, that comes from a non-Jewish source. But the Psukim, Kol Psukim De La Paskei Moshe, Anan Lo Paskinan. So we have to know, between the Pasuk, the Ran, there, in Nedarim. Nekudos HaMafsikos Bein Pasuk La Pasuk. The Karel Hu Shum Seichel, why is it called Shum Seichel? Shal Yedein Adam Mevin HaMikra. Because through the Pasuk breaks, you use the Seichel to understand. Next, Vyavinu Bamikra, Zapisa Kata'amim. That's what we call the trap. The Ta'amim, the Ta'amim Amikra, that also goes all the way back to Ezra. Va'amrila, another Se'ela Mesoros. The Mesoros means Kri and Ksiv, is how you read things. But this was all Ezra reminded them, because it was years, decades, 70, 80 years since, some people might have forgotten various parts of the Mesorah, and he wanted to give it back. Vayomer Nechemya hu atirshasa. So all of a sudden Nechemya comes. The first time that Ezra comes up in Sefer Nechemya, but now they're together. Vayomer Nechemya hu atirshasa ve'ezra kohen asofer. V'halavim ha'mavinim esa'am. All the leaders. Ezra, Nehemiah, the Levim, Hamavinim es Am Lachalam, Hayom Kadoshu Lashem Lalokechem. Today is a holy day. It's Rosh Hashanah. Al Tis Ablu. Don't be in a state of mourning. As we'll see, they were starting to cry. They started to cry because they realize how far away they are from where they're supposed to be. Al tisablu v'al tivku ki bochim kalam. They were crying kasham asdevi Torah. When they heard the Torah, they started crying. Why were they crying? Why were they crying? Four opinions. Rashi mipnei shel kimo Torah karoi. That's the pashtus, right? They weren't mekayim the Torah karoi in the past, so they see they're crying out of tshuva. Rav Zevin suggests that maybe they started crying really the next day. It says that it's going to be a Yom HaSheni. Yom HaSheni. So what's Yom HaSheni? Are we still in Galus? They felt that it was Yom HaSheni. Maybe Hashem is not happy with their Mikdash, and therefore he's treating them as if they're still in Galus. Maybe that's why they were crying. The Vilna Gaon says, it just says in the previous Pasuk, that they read the Targum. What they lain? They probably lained the laning for Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tru Yelachem, Yom Yabav Yelachon. It's a day of crying. They started crying. They thought it was a day that was supposed to cry, says the Vilna Gaon. Until Ezra explained, no, that's the shofar. Yom Yabava, it's the shofar that's crying. Fascinating, B'Shem Negra. The Mishnah Zozov says, he quotes from a drasha of the Chassam Sofer, that often when we get close to Hashem, and we're so besimcha, and we realize right after that how far we've been, and we missed it, and therefore we start crying. And then we have simcha again, and then we start crying. Back and forth, that's the experience of one who has simcha, feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, that's maybe why they were crying too, because even though they had tremendous simcha, they were back to crying too in the interim, because they realized what they had been missing. So they were crying, so Ezra and Nehemiah say, don't cry, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's a yontif. Vayomar lehem lechu yichlu mashmanim, go eat good foods, ushtu mamtakim and drink, kish vishilchu manos leinachon lo, and send manos to those who don't have. Right, pashas, it means just for the poor. Right? Why is this? So many of the Mefarshim say that even though Shalach Mano sounds like a Purim thing, it's also a Rosh Hashanah thing. Why? But he vishurin melech. You want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be the melech on Rosh Hashanah? B'his asif Rosh Hayam. Right? When there is achdus. Rashi quotes there on that pasuk. B'his asfam yachad baguda achas. V'shalom b'neihem hu malkam. V'lo kishish machlokis b'neihem. So in order to help create malchios, right, or even the Schus HaTzibur. Remember the Torah says in Rosh Hashanah, you can be confident, right, unlike a regular din, right, Jews go and they take showers and they dress nicely. Why? Because they're confident Hashem will do them nisim. What do you mean? Isn't it an awesome, scary day? So many of the Bali Musar say, Yachid and Tzibur, Yachid should be scared. But if somebody's part of the Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Mezakeh the Tzibur. That's what happens here. V'shilchu manos le'nachalno, make yourself, make it part of the Tzibur. Ki kadosh hayom la'adoneinu, because today is a yom, Yom Kadosh. So the Gemara has, in one opinion, suggests that really this was a Rosh Hashanah that was on Friday. On Friday, why was it? How do we know it's on Friday? Because Shilchu Manos Le Nachon Lo could be a remez to someone who did not set an Erev Tavshilin. Right, that's one of the days, the beginning of the second Berakin Beitza. Mile Nachon Lo Amar Av Chizul Lamishlo Iniach Erev Tavshilin. Number one, Ikad Amri Mishlo Hayalo Lahaniach Erev Tavshilin. Right, depends if you basically forgot it. But either way, that's the suggestion that there was already Erev Tavshilin Halachas at this time. And that's what they were saying. Whoever didn't set one, send them food. And don't be sad, because the Chedvas Hashem is your, the Simcha of Hashem is your strength. Again, a huge topic. We've had Shirim about this in the past, about the nature of Rosh Hashanah, right, in the world of holidays. It's, on the one hand, it has simcha, right? Rosh Hashanah breaks different days about what do you do about Tzidkas Chatzedek. So it has something, and there's a chi of Seuda, but on the other hand, some Gaonim say you should fast. Some Gaonim, right? We don't paskin that way. And regarding discussions of Hallel, we don't say Hallel. We don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? The Rambam says, the Gemara says it's not appropriate. Right, we're getting judged. The Rambam's lashon is ein b'hem simcha yisera. It has some simcha, not yisera. So it's somewhere in the middle. We don't say v'hasienu. We don't say v'hasienu, but we do say v'todienu. Right, if it falls out on Motzi Shabbos. So big discussion. But again, that's the ambivalence. And Rosh Hashanah is somewhere in the middle. But there's definitely an element of simcha, as it says here. But these psukim are quoted. These psukim are quoted by the poskim to show that it is a day of simcha. Also, hasu quieted the people, saying, "Don't cry." Hasu. That's like an onomatopoeia. Hash. Ki ayom kadosh va'al teyatzevu. Va'yelchu kalam lechos. They went. They said, okay, va'yelchu kalam lecho v'lishtos v'lashalech manos v'laso simcha gedolas. They went to eat and drink and send presents to each other as what they were just told. Ki evinu badvarim asher hodiyu lahem. They understood the type of day. Did they forget that it was what Rosh Hashanah was about? So the Mefarshim also talk about that soon. Did they forget what Sukkot was about? As it seems in some couple of Sukkim, maybe they didn't realize the day it was supposed to be. Maybe some people who stayed in Eretz Yisrael, right, forgot about it because most of the Torah giants went to Bavel. Or maybe they just forgot what kind of day it was supposed to be. Ubayam Hasheni on the second day, Rashi, the Mitzudas David, based on the Gemara, tells us that year, Ezra, they were Ma'aber Elul, and therefore there was a second day of Rosh Hashanah. Ubayam Hasheni, Nesvu Rashi Avos Tachal Am, Hakohanim Alavim, they gathered everyone together on the second day also. El Ezra Sofer, Ula Haskel Al Divrei Torah, to learn. Vayimsu Kasuv Batorah, and they found written in the Torah, Asher Tziva Hashem Yan Moshe, Asher Yeshu Bnei Yisrael Vasukos, Bechag, Bechodesh Hashvi. They found the holiday of Sukkos. Again, the Kuzari writes in the Maimir Gimel, Nundalit through Sama Gimel, the whole discussion there. Is they really forget Sukkos? They didn't know about Sukkos, right? Unless they didn't remember an aspect of Sukkos, as we'll see. But Sukkos is the focus now. Vasher Yashmiyav Yavir Kobachal Aram Yerushalayim Lemor. They made announcements. Everybody remember, Sukkos is in 2 weeks. Tzuahar Go Veviu Ali Zayis Vali Atzi Shemin. Go gather wood. Vali Hadas Vali Tzmarim. Vali Eitz Avos Machlokas Tanoim. In the Gemara, whether schach could be from any material that grows from the ground and it's not makabel toma, or does it have to be, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it has to be from the medium that you could use for dala medium. So we don't paskin that way. But that's the machlokas of the Gemara, how to understand these psukim. But everybody gathered them, lasos sukos kakasuv, in order to make the sukos as it is written. As it is written? What do you mean as it is written? Isn't the mitzvah to sit in the sukkah? What do you mean to make the sukkah? So that the Sheoltos and Kuf Samach test, and it's there as a big discussion of Heksher Mitzvah Ksuva Batorah, again a big topic, but it could be there's definitely some evidence that even building the sukkah has significance. Not just sitting in the sukkah, it's not just a regular Heksher Mitzvah. After all, the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha, and we darshan that has to do with the sukkah, not just the holiday. Vayetzu Am Vayaviyu Vayazulam Sukkos Ish Al Gago, they made sukkahs, Uvechatzer Oseim, Uvechatzer Beis HaLokim, they made in the courtyards, and in the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash, Vayasu Kalam HaShavim Inashi Sukkos, Vayeshu Basukos, they sat in Sukkos, Kilo Asu, Miyamei Yeshua Ben Nun, came Bnei Yisrael. Adayamahu. It hasn't been done since the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. So what does that mean? They didn't have Sukkos since the days of Yeshua Ben Nun? So again, many pshatim. The Ben Yoyada says they didn't do it with such simcha since the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. The Malbim, Rav Schwab, they didn't make Sukkos in public areas like a hakel type of sukkah until now. They had private Sukkos, but yeah, they built in the chatzros Beis Elokim. So that hadn't been done since the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Adayamahu. Vati simcha gedola ma'od. It was tremendous simcha going on in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, they had to be mechazik them because there were all the things missing in Bayi Sheni. They thought, you call this a Beis HaMikdash, Ezra Nehemiah was mechazik them. Vayikra b'sefer Torah Elokim yom b'yom minayom rishon ad yom achron. They read from the Torah, that special Torah, every day of Sukkos through Shmini Atzeres. V'yasu chag shvas yamim v'yam Shmini Atzeres Kamishpat, an amazing gathering that they had getting Bayi Sheni underway. We'll stop here.